Josh and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Imagine the commute home from hell. What would that be for you?
Sitting next to someone eating a sandwich or sitting next to someone sniffing.
Yeah, they're both pretty bad.
That's hell.
For me, it would be trying to get home through the Tottenham Hotspur Europa League victory parade.
Oh, no. Have you got to go back? When have you got to go back through that?
Friday, after Friday's home time show.
Because you hate it enough even if their fans are around and going to a game.
Correct.
So celebrating, which
I know.
I'm an Everton fan, so I'm not judging, but I guess it's few and far between. If you're a Spurs fan, that'd be even worse.
I've had two separate emails today, one from TFL and one from Greater Anglia, warning me about travelling between midday and 7 o'clock tomorrow evening on my route.
Oh, wow, so it's going to cover kind of in and out.
It's going to cover coming in and going home. I might just take an unannounced day off.
Maybe you should, because like those not that I've been to one, but those, triumphant, what do you call it?
Parades.
Parades. Mainly people quite drunk stood on bus stop roofs and stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I don't know whether you can be able to handle that.
Oh, man, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm not looking forward to it.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So do you ever see someone doing something or using something and you think to yourself, I'd love one of them, but I'd never be allowed it in a million years? I was stood on the seafront in Leon Sea a couple of weeks ago and some fella was there with his drone. He was on his own with his drone and I think he had a camera on the top of it. And what he was getting it to do, and I was just stood there open-mouthed, he was getting it to fly up in the air and then fly forwards. And I think he was videoing over the top of a place called Two Tree Island.
Right.
Which is a dual-purpose Two Tree Island. It's a nature reserve. A lot of nocturnal activity in car parks down there as well. So I don't know what he was filming.
Gotcha.
But he was just sending his drone off into the distance. And I thought to myself, I'd love a drone. But I genuinely think if I bought a drone, my other half, Katie, would leave me. Can you imagine, like, you know, already at the moment with board games, when she sees a board game arrive, she rolls her eyes and thinks, oh, not another one. Imagine what she'd be like if a drone turned up.
I'd love a drone.
Wouldn't it be great to have a drone?
I'd love a drone. I wouldn't be going to your islands that you've described. I would be filming a lot of aerial shots of trains.
Oh, yeah. Well, just over the top of, like, the Flying Scotsman or something.
Swooping shots of steam trains with the camera being lost in the steam. And once again, I think if I did that, invested in a drone, went off doing aerial shots of drones and trains, I think I also would be searching for new lodgings.
Isn't it a shame, though? Because, like, weird enough, I remember, like, when I first started out in radio, there was a lovely chap who worked in Wiltshire, did the breakfast show in Wiltshire, called Jez Clark. And he was like a pilot. He used to do like a flying license thing, but him and like four mates all went quarters in on buying a plane. So he didn't own the plane, so he couldn't get done, you know, like Al Capone for having the plane.
Exactly.
But they shared it between them. So what if we got a drone? None of us technically own the drone. You can't say, well, I don't own a drone.
No, exactly.
But we take turns on having the drone.
A timeshare of a drone.
Drone timeshare.
I would share a drone with you.
Well, I'd share a drone with you.
We've been in a successful, happy radio marriage now for 6 years. I think we could co-share a drone.
Meet at like a service station and have an awkward chat as we hand it over.
You have one weekend of aerially shooting board games or whatever going to do with yours, and I'll have another weekend going off to railway junctions.
It would work though, wouldn't it?
I think so.
I think it would get around the kind of what would be the prohibitive thing at the minute in terms of technically saying that you've bought one or you own one, but you've gone part ownership with someone.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I don't know if there's any other drone owners out there. Is it something you might have yourself or you share around with other people?
Message here. I have a drone YouTube channel named Mr. Drone UK.
Ooh.
Check it out. Started it by accident, but it's great fun. Get to lots of places we couldn't get to before, followed by a lot of emojis.
And also, you'd be popular at weddings. People always do that thing at weddings where it lifts up above the whole, you know, everyone's together.
Oh, wow. Suddenly it's money-making as well.
Got a sign. We've always needed a sign line on this show. Daryl, though, from Lincoln, has thrown a bit of a spanner into the works. We were both saying what we would use the drone for. You mentioned, you know, steam and trains and stuff like that. He says, what would Bush do if Richie crashed the drone whilst flying into a cloud of steam train smoke? Could it be the end of the friendship? So, do you know what I mean?
Why do people always have to be so negative?
I know, I was getting excited then.
I'm not going to crash it. Because I've lost money as well.
Well, I trust you, but I say let's get a prenup.
Carol says, guys, wow, get a drone. I wonder if you could make it across the estuary from Lee and Sea, where you live, to Sheerness in Kent, to capture Carol and the swimmers waving frantically. She says, my brother bought a cheap one on Amazon. It works brilliantly.
So on a good day, if you stand on the beach in Southend and Lee and Sea, you can see across to the other side. Mm. I don't know what the range is on these things. Like, say we're newbies to the drone scene.
Wouldn't want it to drop off.
No, maybe, like, is there a way of, like, you having a controller and then you kind of pick up the signal? Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
Hands across the ocean. what about this? They don't leave the name, but it's the guys, I spotted a bargain last year at a certain German supermarket. I'd been dying to buy a drone for ages, so I thought, let's see what this is like. The weather hadn't been great from purchasing it, so I had to wait for the ideal conditions. Being a novice drone pilot, I waited patiently. Before I managed to get it out the box, my son suggested he'd have the said privilege. So me being a top dad, I said, sure, bud, go ahead. So I watched him with up in anticipation. Up it went. Be careful, I said. Before I could finish my sentence, it disappeared over my house and out of range for the controller, and it's been gone forever. I've hunted for hours and I still can't find it. Knocking on the neighbour's door, asking them to check their back gardens, etc. Gutted, I was left with a controller and no drone.
Wow.
So with great power comes great responsibility.
Mike, the RAF pilot, says, boys, one issue that you might have, you need to register the drone to one of you as a qualified Civil Aviation Authority operator online test. Also, you can't fly drones over people or vehicles. This includes trains.
What's the whole point of us getting the drone? Why else would you get a drone? I want to dress as a full British Airways pilot if we get this thing. Why can't we just have nice things, huh?
This text says, ignore what was being said earlier. This is hilarious. My brother has 4 acres of land with no animals and no trains. He's okay owning a drone. Maybe have a rethink before you go and get those civil aviation wings for your drone.
Yeah, it's all suddenly got quite real. Even Mr. Drone UK has tweeted to say he's listening to the show right now. So drone royalties involved. The plot thickens.
If you share something with somebody, how does that work? Because we're looking at this drone ownership as a shared thing. If you own something but share it with somebody else, let us know. How does that work? Is dual ownership of a drone called a dronership, says this text message.
I like that. That's a good way to call it. I'm also worried we've got some horror stories in this first hour of Home this evening about people losing drones and it flying away. Someone else says here, guys, I believe you can buy drones that have homing device, so if you lose control, it disappears and then flies back to you. You could also take up racing pigeons instead. I think that's quite our thing. Thank you.
Stories of successfully sharing something that you own, please. 8, 12, 15. Sophie's hanging on. Got a drone story for us, Sophie?
My sister got my dad one, probably just the cheap one off Amazon, for his birthday a couple of years ago.
Right. How did that pan out?
His first test was indoors. There are still marks on the ceiling.
How did the second one go?
The second one, he was stood outside his second floor flat and he flew it as high as he could get it and wind took it and he hasn't seen it since.
I don't think the drone life is made for your dad. What's he done now? Has he bought any more drones or has he handed in his drone guns?
Yeah, no, I think he gave up.
Where would we go then? We get a drone. Obviously, we're both very, very excited. Sorry, just kind of brainstorming some ideas here, Sophie. Where would we go to fly it first time?
It sounds like it's got to be somewhere private, so...
Indoors sounds like a terrible idea, based on Sophie's dad.
Well, no, not if we went somewhere like hired a school gym or something or other.
Hired a school gym?
Yeah.
OK, well, the other one could go up the ropes on the side and get it.
Have a bit of fun.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you.
Kev says, I own a pair of trousers with my wife. Just don't get to wear them in our house.
It was inevitable we'd get something
Thanks
like that.
For that, Kev, let's get out of the way. And then this one here says, I had a drone. You are onto something with sharing it. Great idea. Just make sure you update the home position before the other person flies it.
Every day on this show is a school day, isn't it? Mm.
Matt in Nottingham shares a trailer. He says, my mate owns it. I store it in my lockup. We both have a magnetic number plate to stick on the back. Very easy. Should probably get a key cut for the lockup, though.
Whenever someone says lockup, it just rings alarm bells. Do you know what I mean? It sounds like a Channel 5 crime-related programme.
With a trailer.
With a trailer. I'm sure it's absolutely fine in there, but again, just red flag. But if you share something with someone else, we want to hear about it on the show this evening. We've got Leo on the line. Leo, what do you share with someone else then?
Yeah, so my brother and I, a few years ago, bought a set of bagpipes because we both fancied learning how to play them.
So your brother and you, what's your brother's name?
Nathan.
So Nathan and you brought some bagpipes because you wanted to learn how to play them.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, his wife hates bagpipes and won't allow them in her house, so I have to take custody of them.
Now, are you able to play the bagpipes at home? Do you have a more forgiving partner, or what's the story? And how does your brother still get to play said bagpipes?
So he only lives a couple of miles down the road from me, and I live in pretty much in the middle of nowhere. Our nearest neighbour is a mile away.
Wow! So you can absolutely knock it out on the bagpipes, and no one's going to bang on the wall or anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I can pretty much do what I want, and I've got a very forgiving and tolerating partner.
Brilliant. So are you at home right now, Leo?
No, I'm in the car going shopping.
I was hoping that we might get a rendition.
That would have been amazing.
Who's due to have a go on them next, then? Is it Nathan's turn, or are you due to have the next go on the bagpipes?
Oh, well, just whenever we fancy, really. Unfortunately, he broke the reed in the mouthpiece a little while ago. So.
Oh, dear. That can happen, I hear.
That's what, when you stage dive, these things happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is an inspiring story, then. You're saying, bearing in mind, we're thinking about dual ownership of a drone. This works.
Yeah, it does work. It does work, absolutely. And if you've got enough space and you don't mind hanging out together, it totally works.
Well, I think we got half of that covered.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
Now, I turned 48 a couple of weeks ago, and the inevitable marching of time took quite an advance earlier today. Scammers have started targeting me.
So, if you're talking about age, do they get you to go and run the taps upstairs? Is it one of them?
No, it's not that one. And so, unless my seven-year-old has a phone in his Pokemon case that I don't know about, this is definitely a scammer. I got a text message from an unknown number that says, "Dad, please save my new number."
Oh, yes.
So I'm thinking to myself, well, Rocco doesn't have a phone. This is either my grown-up kids or it's a scammer. So I messaged on WhatsApp Caitlin and Charlie. It's not them. They both replied immediately, no, I don't have a new phone, Dad, don't worry. Rocco doesn't have a phone, I'm sure of that. So it's definitely a scammer. But this is where I'm a little bit insulted that it's kind of changed.
Yeah.
I have had emails before contacting me about dead relatives from countries and I'm a prince and you need to invest and all this kind of stuff.
You were quite taken with that Nigerian prince, though, weren't you?
I've had emails telling me about items that have been tried to deliver but they couldn't, and I need your details and put your bank account in and we'll make sure that all the postage is sorted. But I've never had a text message saying, "Dad, save my new number." All right, that's a bit of a leap for me, and that's why I'm a little bit like insulted that it's sort of like reached a new chapter. Because normally they prey on people that are somewhat older and maybe a little bit more gullible.
You'll have a 35-minute phone call at home to a pretend Microsoft firewall company or something. That's the next step, isn't it? The weird thing is, right, I normally reply to these messages with bad language, okay?
Right.
Really bad language. And I did it the other day because one of them messaged me saying about a similar kind of thing, not about Dad, but like it was something to do with like an Amazon parcel. So I did a terrible word, get lost, terrible word.
I can imagine it.
I didn't realise that I was part of a group of other people who were all being scammed at the same time. Oh. So I had a lady call me and asked me why I'd left such terrible message in the group.
Wow.
So just whatever, I don't know if you've replied to this message, but just a word of warning, don't go down the road that I went. Okay.
Reported it as junk. I'm belt and braces. This text message says, "Richie, I'm 48 years old. I got an almost identical text about my child having a new number. I'm used to the ones telling me to send them Bitcoin because apparently they've recorded me watching naughty websites, but this was a whole new level of age-related targeting."
Wow.
10 weeks of tips.
I feel bad for you guys, because normally you would write into That's Life with Esther Ransom, but it's not on anymore.
Exactly.
Right, look, we want to send you, this is legit, we want to send you some great gigs over the summer, thanks to 10 Weeks of Tickets. Today we've got a pair of tickets for you to win to see the mighty Kaiser Chiefs at the Edinburgh Castle on the 4th of July. They get around the Kaiser Chiefs, don't they? You can win tickets by playing a game that we like to call...
We're going to give you two iconic global landmarks. All you need to do is tell us which one is further as the crow flies from where we are right now, which is actually at home at the Absolute Radio Studios here in Euston, central London. So, here's your two journeys. Absolute Radio to the Olympic Stadium, Berlin. Or Absolute Radio to the Nou Camp Stadium in Barcelona.
So if you're a stadium nerd, this is going to be right up your street. Let's meet tonight's contestant. She's called Gemma, who's on the roof of her own car. You all right, Gemma?
Yeah, thank you.
Have you had a good day?
It's been a hectic one, but I'm just with my daughter Natalia, and we're heading to Foss Park to sort out some holiday clothes.
Okay, a lot going on there.
Let's press on. Gemma, it's your geography skills that are being put to the test now. Which of the following journeys was furthest from our home at Absolute Radio? As the crow flies, Absolute Radio to the Olympic Stadium in Berlin, or Absolute Radio to the Nou Camp in Barcelona?
Yep,
that was the question. Barcelona is correct. You are off to see the Kaiser Chiefs at Edinburgh Castle, 4th of July.
Excellent. I'm Scottish, so that's brilliant.
She's Scottish, that's brilliant. It's gone down a treat in the car there. Well, listen, lovely to speak to you. Well done. We're going to turn that down there, because it was a bit noisy.
Was it ever?
Look, if you missed out today, there are more great gig tickets to be won online. Make sure you listen to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show and Home Time tomorrow. We'll both be giving away more tickets for the fantastic Kaiser Chiefs.
Absolute Radio, the daily takeaway.
It's time for our help section. A home time listener in need needs your help and needs your advice.
Hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk is our email. Here's what's come in. Boys, hoping you are offering up help like you normally do on Thursdays, sending you this email from Dusseldorf Airport, where I'm waiting for a connecting flight to Manchester after flying in this morning from Bilbao.
Oh, I.
Yes, you've worked it out. I was at the Europa League final last night watching my team lose to Spurs. As if that wasn't bad enough, it says in capitals. I was spotted on television by loads of my family and friends looking glum at the final whistle. That would be bad enough, once again in capitals, but I'd told work that I'd gone to travel to a family funeral.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, there's the problem.
You run the risk of being on telly, don't you, when you go to those things?
Further details. I'm due back on site tomorrow. Brackets, I'm a builder, by the way. And nobody has contacted me yet. Is the silence good or bad? Or are they waiting to call me into the site office the moment I get in? They must have seen it too, as so many of my mates and family have. There's so many ways this could play out. Any help is very welcome. I do feel I need a good excuse or story if I am challenged. I know my email address says my name, but please, please, please don't read that out. I'm still clinging on to the fact I may have got away with it, although I fear not.
Do you know what? It's a real honour to know that someone who's in a bit of a fix has taken to writing to us at the airport. It shows that help really is helping people on a weekly basis.
And the trust that we haven't read the name out.
I know. It's everything in our power not to actually say their name out. I feel like this person might be bang to rights. Maybe we've hit a thing on help where they're beyond help, because they've been seen on TV. People think that he's gone to a family funeral and he's turned up at the Europa League final.
I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. At first sight, they are bang to rights. But I don't like the idea that there is no help with the help feature on this show.
Well, unlike Man United, we're not going to throw the towel in straight away.
No, we're not, no.
Sorry, it's a dig he probably didn't need. So look, we can come up with an excuse for this guy.
Yes, we can. Absolutely.
My advice would be, I think the key to getting out of this is in the funeral itself and obviously this fantasy person who has sadly passed on. Is there a way that, you know, you get to the wake and they've, you know... wanted these people, the family, to go on their behalf to watch their beloved team of the Man United fans. Thinking of the shirt draped over the coffin, if that's not too dark.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Someone else says, tell them the funeral was earlier and it was the sadly deceased person's lifelong wish for everyone in the family to go to the game.
That's very clever.
It's quite a stretch, and it's also, I feel like, might end up sending you to hell in the end.
A simpler solution, this text, to the footy guy, because we don't know, well, we're withholding their name.
Let's call him Footy Guy.
To the Footy Guy, everyone has a doppelganger. It wasn't you. How could it be? You were at a funeral.
That's all you could just say is, well, it wasn't me, mate. That's brilliant. Some of the stuff you guys are sending in this evening is telling us a lot about the kind of people you are. We kind of respect you. Lee in Birmingham says, easy, boys. It was Uncle Juan who died, and he lives in Bilbao. Job done. I don't think that's going to cut the mustard.
No. This suggests, well, this person's funeral was actually his own. He'd been told he had a limited time if results were positive, so he went to the Spurs game. Whilst there, he got the all clear. The only reason he went, though, is because he thought it was curtains. He's relieved he's going to live and is returning to work, so please don't sack him.
That's up there with Dirty Denline and Angie about the only having weeks to live at Christmas. And what about this? This is even darker. Bush and Richie love your show. I have a solution for Football Guy. Listen to this. Imagine this coming out of someone's mind. Print out some pictures of the fantasy family member who has passed away and make a memorial booklet like they have at funerals. Carry it with you in your pocket, and then you can pretend you don't know it's in there and accidentally whip it out to make it look like you were actually at the funeral. Good luck, and I hope this helps. Imagine at night sat at your computer with a tea, putting together a pretend funeral booklet for someone who you don't even know and they haven't died.
It's so dark.
Really dark.
And then finally, for now, there's this. I would tell his boss it's a fair cop and I won't let it happen again. It's not like Manchester United are going to get to another European final in our lifetime, is it?
There you go, it was coming.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
There's the show. Hope you enjoy. Can we just return to what you were saying before about being, as an Arsenal fan, kind of reluctant about Friday's travel because it's the Spurs Europa League Cup parade?
Yeah.
What? And that, this goes against everything, I imagine, in every bone in your body. But what if you were to get a Spurs top? That would help you coast through the crowds better, blend in with everybody, become one of them, and thus ease your travel troubles.
I can't even look at you for suggesting that.
The show's over. It's gone.